Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Yesterday morning, about 7:30 a.m., Fortuna police responded to a business located in the 600 block of 10th Street for a burglary investigation. Suspects broke into the closed business and caused several thousand dollars in damage to equipment in the business, and they stole an undisclosed amount of money before leaving. The suspect, 33-year-old Jason Burhan, was found to be on supervised release from the California Department of Corrections and Rehab pursuant to the Public Safety Realignment Act of 2011, and he had an active warrant out of Kern County. Officers were able to determine that Burhan had taken a portion of the stolen cash and opened a bank account at a local banking institution. Eureka police conducted a probation check at the 1900 block of 4th Street. Officers contacted and detained four persons at the location. A records check of all four suspects revealed that they were each on probation. Two of the suspects, identified as Haley Maria Adams and Deanna Marie Mays, were found to be in possession of suspected heroin and drug paraphernalia. Both suspects were taken into custody. The other two were released. Seized at the scene were 24 grams of suspected heroin, as well as nearly $1,200 in cash. The street value of the heroin is approximately $2,000. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Marine Fisheries Service, CAL FIRE, and the State Department of Fish and Game announced that the draft environmental report submitted by the Mendocino Redwood Company is available. Mendocino Redwood has submitted the draft EIR seeking an 80-year permit for more than 200,000 acres of forest land in Mendocino County for forestry-related purposes. The draft EIR is available for public comment for the next 90 days, running through February 21st of next year. Along with the draft, the company has also submitted a habitat conservation plan that covers endangered species, as well as how the company will manage the forestry work, including transportation, timber harvest, and habitat restoration. For more information, contact the Arcata office at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. California may have its 215 program, and Colorado and Washington State may have just legalized the possession of marijuana for personal use, but the federal government still classifies pot with drugs such as heroin and cocaine, and their enforcement efforts have not ceased. The Ukiah Daily Journal reported that federal authorities have subpoenaed financial records from the County of Mendocino regarding its Zip-Tie medical marijuana ordinance. The Zip-Tie program allowed approved growers to apply the ties to their legally grown 25 plants to avoid seizure, but the federal government is not playing along. The journal reports that Mendocino County brought in about $500,000 with the Zip-Tie program before it was suspended following federal threats earlier this year. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And, of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
For this week's Our Community, we've been discussing the problems, thoughtful solutions, and resources to counter the increasing problem of homelessness in the region. It's a problem that deserves the attention, as Eureka City Manager David Tyson points out, that it's grown in significance over the years and is now more prominent than ever before.
It's, you know, reached a pinnacle of sort.
Anger and frustration have swelled up over the years as countless dollars have been poured in local infrastructure that is meant, at least in part, to raise the quality of life.
The city has put, you know, millions of dollars in redeveloping over the last 12 years, and people are becoming more and more angry.
The solutions are proactive.
On one hand, I'm glad that people are, you know, taking some ownership and recognizing there is a problem, try to address in a more proactive way.
To lessen the problem of homelessness, the solutions most likely lie in our community. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.